This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Selamun aleyküm.
Allahu ekber, Allahu ekber. Allahu ekber, Allahu ekber. Eşhedü en la ilahe illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillah fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa nashhadu anna Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون صدق الله العظيم. We start by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who is worthy of all of our praise and our gratitude. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who watches over us and guides us. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who hears us at all times, who sees us and is aware of everything that we do, that we say, and that we feel. We then send peace and blessing upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one that was sent as not just a mercy to mankind, but an example of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to worship and interact with one another. We then send peace and blessings upon the companions and the family members of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who helped him and aided him, amma ba'd, thereafter. In the upcoming weeks, inshallah, the khutbas as well as the halaqas, the reminders at the masjid, will begin to take form in preparation for the month of Ramadan. And usually there is a set marker when these topics begin to change the direction. And the beginning of that marker is the beginning of the month of Rajab. Because you have Rajab, Sha'ban, and that leads you into the month of Ramadan. Imam Tirmidhi rahmatullah alayhi, his father, he would say that the month of Rajab is where you plant your seeds, where you put the seeds into the ground. Because if you think about it, when it's time to harvest, and at that moment you're planting your seed, what's going to happen? You're going to get nothing. So he says that the month of Rajab is where you plant your seeds. The month of Sha'ban is where you water. You put water into your seeds. And Ramadan is where you harvest and you take the fruits of it. And this is why we begin preparation. In one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the month of Rajab is my month. And the month of Sha'ban is the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the month of Ramadan is your month for you to take all the benefit from. And this is why scholars would increase their salawat in the month of Rajab. Why? Because this is the month of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we look back in Islamic history and we understand the importance. So first of all, you have the month of Rajab is a build up to Ramadan. It's also from the sacred months where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited the initiation of any type of battle or war. But in the history of Islam, in the 8th year of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's migration, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given conquest victory over Makkah, which we call Fatah Makkah. When Fatah Makkah took place, this put the Muslims on the map. Before this, the Muslims were a small community in Madinatul Munawwarah. They had a few wins, but there was no real conquest where they took over, where they capitalized and, you know, laid siege. And when the Muslims, they gained conquest over Makkah, the surrounding tribes were put on notice. And this is why the tribe of Hunain, of Taif, they initially went to attack the Muslims, and the Prophet ﷺ gained victory in Hunain as well. When the Prophet ﷺ returned after Fatah Makkah, one of the things that he did is that he sent letters to the kings of the area, inviting them towards Islam. And different kings and different rulers, they responded in different ways. Some of them accepted, some of them acknowledged. But in particular, the Byzantine Empire, what they ended up doing is that they disrespected, not just disrespected, but they killed the messenger that the Prophet ﷺ sent. And this led to a battle called the Battle of Mut'ah. The Battle of Mut'ah, Rasulullah ﷺ, he sent out the army and he gave the flag. And he said that if something happens to this general, to my cousin Ja'far, then Zayd should be the general. And if something happens to Zayd, then Abdullah bin Rawaha should be the general. And if something happens to Abdullah bin Rawaha, then you can choose from amongst yourselves. There was a person of the book who wasn't Muslim, but he was from Ahl Kitab. He sat there and he heard this and he said, all three of them are going to pass away. Why? Because this is how the prophets would give predictions and tell us. And when all three of them passed away, the flag went into a man who had just recently accepted Islam by the name of Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala. And the Muslims were victorious in the Battle of Mut'ah. But in the following year, in year number 9, in the month of Rajab, the month that we are in now, again, understanding the history, the historical significance of this month, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he received news. Now, actually, before we move on, for you to understand what the Battle of Mut'ah was, the Muslims were outnumbered extremely badly. It was a few thousand versus like 100,000. And Khalid bin Walid, very strategically, what he did is that he reorganized the army. And the Byzantine Empire, they thought, wait, the Muslims got backup? Like, we weren't able to defeat them when they were just a few, but now they got backup, you know, it's over. And they left. But in the 9th year of Hijrah, in the month of Rajab, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he received information that the Byzantine Empire is now putting together an army of 200,000 soldiers. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he calls the companions and he says, get prepared for war. Now, there are a few lessons that we learn from the Battle of Tabuk. Number one is that this battle, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was a responsive, and this was initially or usually the case with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he wouldn't initiate a battle. It was majority times responsive. And if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he ever initiated, it was for reason to avoid any type of battle. For example, the battle of Bir Mauna. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he heard about that, and he took the battle of Muraysiyah. He took the army to them, and the battle lasted for an hour. That's it. But in this battle, the Battle of Tabuk, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he stands up in front of the companion and says, get ready. This is going to be a long journey. It's in the summertime, and we're going to travel all the way to Tabuk, gather as much as resources as you can. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he stood up in front of the companions, and he did a fundraiser. He said to the companion, is there anybody that can donate? Is there anybody that can give in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And the famous narration of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and Umar radiallahu ta'ala, where they both go home and they come back, Umar radiallahu ta'ala with a larger sack and Abu Bakr Siddiq with a small pouch. This was at the Battle of Tabuk. And Umar radiallahu ta'ala at this moment thought that finally I have won and I beat Abu Bakr Siddiq. I've done better than him. And the lesson that we learn here is that friendly competition in worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a good thing. And as the month of Ramadan comes, it's a good thing to compete with your friends. Have a group of friends and ask, and everybody puts down, how much Quran did you read today? And challenge one another and encourage one another to do more. And then finally, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Umar radiallahu anhu, Umar, what did you leave behind? And Umar radiallahu anhu says, Ya Rasulullah, I brought half of whatever I had. And I want you to think about that. If I were to be told to bring half of all of my belongings, half of my clothes and half of my shoes, and everything that I own, half is a bit too much. But Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he brings half, and the Prophet asked Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, Abu Bakr, what did you leave? What did you bring? And he said, Ya Rasulullah, I've only left the name of Allah and His Messenger at home. Everything else is in that small little pouch. But then the Prophet ﷺ, he stands up and he says, look people, we're going to be going against the Byzantine Empire. This is the Romans and such a huge army. And we only have the Muslims were 30,000 versus 200,000. And Rasulullah ﷺ says, is there anybody that can donate? Uthman radhiallahu anhu stands up and he says, Ya Rasulullah, I will. Uthman, how much? And Uthman radhiallahu anhu, first he donates 100 camels laden with food, with supplies that the Muslims will need. And the number to that is a couple hundred thousand in today's day and age. And the Prophet ﷺ appreciates Uthman radhiallahu anhu and says, is there anybody else? Can somebody else donate? And Uthman radhiallahu anhu stands up and says, Ya Rasulullah, I will give again. How much? Double it. Another 100 camels laden with food. Uthman, the Prophet ﷺ appreciates Uthman. And then he asks, is there anybody else? And Uthman radhiallahu anhu stands up a third time. He says, Ya Rasulullah, I will donate again. The same amount. So it's 300 camels laden with food. And then the Prophet ﷺ says, is there anybody else? Uthman radhiallahu anhu gets up. And he leaves. Nobody else is standing up. He leaves. Where you and I would think that he probably got upset, Uthman radhiallahu anhu went home, and the narration says that he came back with his cloth full of diamonds and stones. One narration said that there were 1,000 dirhams in his cloth that he was holding, and he came and gave it to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, this right here is more in value than all those 300 camels. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said something very beautiful to Uthman Adhan, that after today, nothing that Ibn Affan will do can hurt him. That Jannah has been made obligatory upon this man. And the lesson that we learn here, the lesson is that you have the opportunity. So from Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, you learn, from Umar radiallahu ta'ala, you learn generosity. From Abu Bakr Adhan, you learn another level. It's not that Umar Adhan wasn't sincere, but Abu Bakr Adhan, you learn another level of sincerity. And from Uthman Adhan, you learn that your wealth can earn you Jannah. What you have in this dunya, you can replace it for something that's everlasting in the hereafter. And in reality, Uthman Adhan, he purchased his Jannah in the month of Ramadan at the time of Tabuk by giving. And this is where Uthman al-Ghani, he received the title of Uthman al-Ghani, the generous one. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the companions, they leave towards Tabuk. On the way there, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Muslims, they pass by the ruins of Thamud. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions, walk fast. Why? Because nations were destroyed here. And the lesson that we learn here is that where there are people that disobey Allah, it's best to remove ourselves from those places. Places where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has punishment to come. A person surrounds himself around people that disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thinks that, you know, I'm going to be fine. You're putting yourself in danger. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he tells the companions, walk quickly. When the companions, actually before, if we take a step back, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting with the companions, and the hypocrites come to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they say, Ya Rasulullah, it's so hot. If we go on this journey with you, we're going to get tired. And as ridiculous as this may sound, in reality, this is you and I. Where we make excuses, is it raining outside? Okay, then we can stay at home. We don't need to go into the masjid. If I wake up early, I'm going to get tired, it's going to affect my work. Do you want? It's fine. Similarly, the hypocrites came and they presented what I would call lame excuses to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the lesson that we learned there is don't make excuses. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches us a lesson as well, that don't expose people. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he acknowledges and he just accepts their excuses. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Muslims reached Tabuk, the Romans actually were a no-show. They thought that if these 30,000 haven't backed down and came, if we fight with them, what's going to happen? So the Romans were, the Byzantine Empire was a no-show. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, while he was there, he met with the Arab tribes, the leaders, and he signed peace treaties. And this is what the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was about. Allowing them safe passage through Muslim lands, saying that we will give you safety and security, we're not here to harm you. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam signed these peace treaties. And after 2 weeks, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he returned back to Madinatul Munawwarah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala captures the Battle of Tabuk in the Quran in a very beautiful way, which is relevant in today's day and age, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, how many times is there that there's a small group of people? And these small group of people are unequipped. They don't have the right tools. They don't have the right weapons. They don't have the protection, the shield. They don't have the resources. غلبت, but they overpower and they defeat a large group of people who have everything, who have weapons, who have foreign aid, who have support of the strongest of countries. With binasrillah. This only happens with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this month of Rajab, we look back at the Battle of Tabuk, learning these beautiful lessons, that as long as we have the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it doesn't matter how weak the Muslim in Palestine may seem, or how small in number, or how strong the opponent, or how much aid they receive, but with the nasr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give victory. I'll finish off with one last lesson, because it's the beginning of the year. There is a story of Ka'b bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala that happened at the time of Tabuk as well. And the reason why I share this story is that this is relevant to this time of the year. Ka'b bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala was a sincere companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He participated in the early battles, in the Battle of Badr. But when the Battle of Tabuk came, he kind of got lazy. Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala, he narrates his hadith and he says that at that time, I had the resources, I had the money, I had the strength, I had the power. I just thought to myself, I'll do it later. Procrastination. And in the beginning of the month, in the beginning of the year, we have goals that we want to reach, we have things that we want to do, we have achievements that we want, but we procrastinate it. It's okay, I'll get to it, I'll get to it, I'll get to it. Ka'b bin Malik says that every day I would leave and I would think to myself, I would prepare my animal and get ready for war, but then I would come back home empty-handed without doing anything. Until I heard that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Muslims, they left Medina, and I thought to myself, it's okay, I'm a single person, I'll catch up. And I began to procrastinate some more until I heard that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Muslims are on the way back, are now returning. Ka'b bin Malik says that once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered into Medina, I had to explain myself. And a companion came and told me that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam actually asked about you. Where's Ka'b? I don't see Ka'b. And Ka'b radiallahu anhu is thinking that there's 30,000 people. There's no way that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will notice that I am missing. And Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala, and he goes to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he accepts his mistakes. He says, Ya Rasulullah, I didn't come out of laziness. I wanted to. I have no other excuse. There are people here that may be hypocrites. There are people that are old. There are people that are sick. I don't have an excuse. And from the story of Ka'ab and Malik, we don't only learn the lesson of avoiding procrastination, but we also learn the lesson is, if you make a mistake, man up. Own your mistakes. Accept your mistakes. In our day and age, what we like to do is play the blame game. I'm at this point of life, why? Because my father never gave me the opportunity. I could have been better, but my wife has held me down. This is the blame for my failure, and that is the blame for my failure. But what we see in Ka'ab ibn Malik, he says, Ya Rasulullah, there is no blame. The blame is just on me. And the final lesson that we learned, Ka'ab ibn Malik, after 50 days of repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives him. And this tells us, number one, avoid procrastination. Accept your mistakes. And keep trying the way that Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the door. Again, today's khutbah was about the month of Rajab, the month that we have just started as we begin the preparation in the month of Ramadan. The month of Rajab is an important month, as we know it leads into the month of Ramadan. You plant your seed in this month, you water in the month of Sha'ban, and you harvest the fruits in the month of Ramadan. In the month of Rajab, the Prophet ﷺ and the Muslims, they set off to the battle of Tabuk, which was a battle that the Muslims were outnumbered, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave victory with his help. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Imam Suyuti rahmatullah alayhi brings another narration which I just want to quote where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says Rajab is the month of Allah and Sha'ban is the month of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Ramadan is our month, the month of the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran tells us, "Inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna nabiyya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma ansur al-Islam wal Muslimin." اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask for infinite mercy. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask for your mercy upon the Muslim Ummah. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you protect the Muslims across the world. O Allah, we ask that you give safety and peace to our brothers and sisters in Palestine. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask you that you give us a ceasefire in Palestine. O Allah, we ask that you give them shelter, O Allah. We ask that you give them food, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask that you give them strength, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask that you give them patience, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask that you open the doors of your mercy upon them. You open the doors of your help upon them, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The way that you have made small armies victory over large armies, O Allah, we ask that you give victory to our brothers and sisters in Palestine. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you keep us safe. O Allah, we ask that you protect our community. O Allah, we ask that you do not test us. O Allah, we ask that you guide our youth. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you keep them on the straight path. O Allah, we ask that you protect them from any type of fitna, any type of trial and tribulations. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you keep shaitan and the actions of shaitan away from our children. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you make us people that are connected to the masjid. O Allah, make us sincere. O Allah, make us generous. O Allah, give us the ability to earn our jannah in this dunya. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, help us avoid procrastination. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, help us own our mistakes. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, help us repent to you. O Allah, we ask that you forgive our sins. O Allah, we ask that you pardon our shortcomings. O Allah, we ask that you forgive our mistakes. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you give us Jannah and actions that bring us close to Jannah. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you be pleased with us. O Allah, be pleased with us. O Allah, be pleased with us. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Aqim salam.
الله أكبر الله أكبر
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل ألم يجعل كيدهم في تضليل وأرسل عليهم طيرا أبابيل ترميهم بحجارة من سجيل فجعلهم كأصف مأكول الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين لإلاف قريش إلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله There is a dua request for the mother of Brother Qadir, Brother Saghir Ahmed Sayyid Saab. They're ill, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them shifa, quick and complete recovery. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them strength and sabr during these hard times. There's a dua makfira for Sister Fatima, Shema, Barvin, Harvis, and Ala, who passed away tragically in an accident in Pennsylvania upon returning from Umrah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives their sins. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them the highest place in Jannah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives their family strength and sabr in hard time. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes their graves in the garden of paradise. Jazakallah khair. Ameen.
So, Mike, everybody, just a couple of quick announcements as you're headed out the door. Tonight we do have a program, Activism in Islam. It's an ICF youth event presented by Ustada Sophia and Sheikh Wabin. That's tonight at 7:45. Dinner will be served, so please come on out after Isha Salah. We have a voter registration drive at the back of the lobby. March 5th is the primary election, so if you are not registered to vote, you can do so in less than 5 minutes. So please visit the table in the back of the lobby. Friends of Indus Hospital is a nonprofit organization hosting an annual fundraiser at Crystal Banquet on Sunday, February 4th at 6 o'clock. Indus Hospital Network has been serving healthcare needs of poor and needy all for Pakistan for the last 16 years, with 500,000 patients served monthly. You can visit their booth in the rotunda for more information. Jazakallah, everybody. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Sorry to, again, people are praying. I saw you pick up the mic again. Today is January 19th. We encourage people to go out and vote early. So there are the brothers in the back, inshallah, where there's early voters registration and voting. So if you want, inshallah, go outside in the back of the masjid. Again, please be sure. You know, yesterday when we went to the mayor's office, one of the things that we said to them that remember that when it comes time to vote, you know, we will be the one that casting the vote. So the Muslim voice and the power that we have is very strong if we execute our rights, our civil rights. So, you know, please make sure that you are voting and take part in the early voting. JazakAllah khair.